It's a Fred Nance On Deck pregame show, a Friday night in hot and sticky Augusta. Eric Bach joined by the strength and conditioning coach of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Nathan Sear. Nate, welcome to the radio, man. It's your debut.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
As the strength and conditioning coach, your job is pretty wide-ranging with this team, but you're in the clubhouse every day, traveling with the team every day. Can you kind of walk me through what you did today as far as to get the Fred Nance ready for the game?
Yeah, perfect. We had a gym bus around 10:30, took guys to a local facility, got about 10 guys through a workout. Each guy lifts twice a week. After the workout, came back, bus to the field. From there, it's just getting the different groups warmed up and ready to go from there.
And as far as the different groups, I mean, there's starting pitchers, relief pitchers, infielders, and everybody's routine is different. Why is that?
I mean, different demands, so pitchers don't necessarily need to be with the infielders. Certain guys have to run a little bit more than others. Pitchers need their conditioning afterwards. They're not quite getting as much on the field as, say, a shortstop. Giving guys what they need.
And you work individually with guys. Like, I just saw you working with Kevin Rodriguez, a relief pitcher. What dictates that? Like, is there a schedule about, oh, I need to work with this guy today? Is it a request from above? Like, how do you decide today I'm going to individually work with this guy?
That'll come from either with a guy like Kevin. Kevin likes to decide what days he goes on, but the initial work came from Lordy, pitching coach Justin Lord. And we get an idea on what we want to work on with him. It's dictated by what Lordy sees with his delivery. And then we go from there.
What led you to the Nationals? I know you've worked in collegiate athletics, but now you're obviously specialized in baseball. What led you here?
I was after working in collegiate athletics, I was a private sector strength coach up in Michigan for a while, working with a lot of high school, college, and professional baseball players. Had the good fortune of working with some higher level high school talent, some of which ended up getting drafted this past year. And from there, I just realized I wanted to go into affiliate ball. And one thing led to another, and now I'm here with the Nationals.
Talking with strength and conditioning coach Nathan Sear here on Fred Nance On Deck. As far as the travel and the grind of it, has it been what you've expected it to be? Like, what are some things that have surprised you about your first season in affiliated ball?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say that, like, I knew it was coming. I think I'm one to go into a situation super open-minded, so there wasn't really anything I was expecting. And just want to roll with the punches and kind of get it going. Don't get too frustrated when situations get weird. You know, being in Lynchburg lifting at a Planet Fitness might not be my favorite move, or a hotel gym and wherever we were. But you just got to roll with it. Got to get the guys what they need.
As far as pitchers go, Eric Tolman's pitching tonight. He's had two Tommy John surgeries in the last two seasons. Is that something that you're mindful of when you're working with him? I mean, obviously you know about all previous injuries and all that stuff going into it, but like, as far as the individuality of somebody like Tolman, who's pitching tonight, how do you attack that?
Well, with a guy like Tolman, he's had the years down at the complex to develop routines. So when he comes in, we have our conversations. When he first came in, we had conversations about what type of schedule he was trying to go to. On a given day, we have a pre-planned structure on what we want to do, but with it being, you know, 132 game season and constantly being on the road and all sorts of modifications, I mean, Eric Tolman, I think, got pushed forward today. Like, I've got to be on my toes, so seeing how he feels, what we need to get, and just adjusting from there.
It's obviously incredibly hot and humid in Augusta in July. What adjustments do you have to make sure that the guys are getting what they need, getting the work in that they need to get in while still being mindful of the weather?
A lot of the big things come less from knowing that we need to chop things versus working with, you know, the AT Jake or Lexi, our dietitian, on hydration, making sure these guys are getting the right recovery work. And then some of it is just keeping a mind for the situation. I think it was Tuesday, was particularly hot and humid, so conditioning for the pitchers went up onto the bikes upstairs in the shade as opposed to running out on the grass, modifying things, making it maybe a little bit shorter when it comes to anything that involves them being on their feet, but maybe extending the actual stretching portions of lifts just to kind of break the kinks out when we had a longer drive like we did for here.
Nathan Sear, strength and conditioning coach here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight. Thanks, man.
Pleasure.